Good afternoon, everyone, or good evening, or whatever time it is you may be listening to. This is Alex, and first I want to say sorry, I've been trying to get this on the internet for a while, but I've been having a few problems. The first time I tried to do it, I was going to use my USB microphone, my MXL Studio One microphone, but then I discovered that microphone is dead. Dead as a doornail, maybe even more dead, maybe worse than dead, like in Harry Potter. So I don't know what's with that. And then I tried to use the internal microphone on my laptop, but of course we know how well the Windows microphones are on a laptop, so I'm currently borrowing a Mac to do this. So anyway, enough about my problems right now, my recording problems, but I thought I'd talk to you guys just a little bit about digital recorders and what to think about when you purchase one and why I have several of them. First, I'll say that I have a DM4 recorder. That's the recorder that I use to read .txt files or DAISY books, if there are any. And that has full voice guidance. I also have a LS7. That recorder is a Tresmic system recorder, which means it has the two stereo mics, plus in the center of it, the omnidirectional mic. The LS7 I use primarily for two reasons. One is when I'm going to be going on a trip, like to a place where I'm not going to have electricity to constantly charge my unit, then I'll use the other one because the LS7 can take AAA batteries. The DM4 takes a small little lithium battery, like a cell phone battery, so when I'm going to be somewhere like at my house or something, so I don't waste batteries, I'll just record, I'll just use the that recorder. But the LS7 can't read textbooks. But anyway, I also have a Zoom H2 recorder, which is a very neat unit because that has front and back microphones for surround sound. You can use the back side if you want mid-side, and you can use the front side if you want regular stereo, like what we're used to. And now I'm going to tell you how I use these different recorders. The LS7, with its middle mic, you can have that either on or off, doesn't matter. Let's say I'm going to be at a concert, and the amplifier that I'm recording from, like if I'm going to record someone playing guitar, the recording might not sound as good if there's not the bass. So if I turn the omnidirectional mic on, the recorder might sound a bit more professional, because you have all three mics working. Some say that it might mess up the stereo spread, but I haven't had that problem, because I've just widened it, and the stereo spread is very nice and wide. I like that. And the LS7 also I use, like I said, when I go out places where I'm not going to be near any kind of electricity to charge the unit. And I almost forgot to mention that I also have an LS100 recorder, which I use for overdubbing or multi-track projects. For example, if someone comes and wants to play the guitar and then they want to sing, they can put the headphone on, and while it's recording, assuming they know what they're doing, they'll know when to sing because of their own accompaniment, and then that's the nice thing about overdub. Very cool. And the Zoom H2N, if I'm going to be doing a very special recording of some kind, not primarily music, but if I'm going to be somewhere and there's going to be all kinds of sounds, like if I go camping or in the woods or something like that, and there's going to be crickets and all kinds of interesting things, then it's good for me to turn on the front and back mics. Now, I do it in a very neat way. I do it with the two-channel surround sound. That means two different files. Then I layer the back mics over the front ones or whatever I want to do. I can lower the volume on the front mics if the front mics are too loud. I can mute them if I want just the back mics for a couple of seconds. You know, whatever you want to do with that. Very neat. Mid-side and stereo makes a nice surround sound. But the normal two-channel, I'm sorry, I should have said four-channel earlier, my mistake. That's four channels, because you got two different things going on. But the normal one is two-channel, that's just front and back, so that's not as good. I mean, it's good if you don't want to be dealing with laying one file over the other one. So, there you are. Now that I told you that I have these different units, and what I do with them, that may not be your case. You guys might want one unit because of speech, and you guys might want a different one because of a feature. And I know some people have said this many, many times, but I'll say it again. It's all up to you guys. If you want more speech, then go with an Olympus recorder. If you want something like the Zoom H4n. Now, let me tell you that story. I used to have a Zoom H4n. That was, or I should say still is, an excellent recorder. That recorder is very nice. The mics are great. The four-channel mode is good on that. That allows you to record both internal mics and external mics at the same time. I tried to upload some recordings to Blind Cool Tech when it was still active using that system, and it worked for me, but for some reason BCT wasn't uploading anymore. So somebody wanted to get a recorder. One of my friends wanted to buy a digital recorder, and I thought about it and said, wait a minute. If I buy the Olympus LS100 and I sell the Zoom H4n, well, what do you think? I will have speech, and I will have the overdubbing features too, which I could do in the Zoom H4n, but were very inaccessible. The Zoom H4n was accessible in the fact that I could do the 4-channel and regular recordings, provided that I remember where all the settings are, and that if there was a firmware update for the recorder, the menu items wouldn't change. Sometimes that would happen. There'd be a firmware update, and then the option you're looking for either may be moved or may have been taken out. And that's what you get with a recorder that doesn't talk. So if you have the patience and you have the money, now when I say money, because there is a new Zoom coming out called the Zoom H6, which I am definitely not getting because it's very inaccessible from what I hear. You can record 6 channels of audio, and it comes with different mic patterns. Like, it comes with a mid-side pattern, a normal stereo XY pattern, and I think for a price, you can get a shotgun element too. Unfortunately, it sounds like they're all external, meaning that you have to connect them kind of to the unit. So, sounds very complicated. Now, you guys are wondering now that I told you why I have all these units and what they can and can't do, why do I want one more unit? Well, the LS14, from reading about it online and looking at it, listening to some of the podcasts that have been posted to Blind Geek Zone. Better be careful there. I don't want to say Blind Cool Tech here. It's kind of a combination between the LS100 and the DM series, because you can put it in your pocket. Now, I wouldn't want to take the LS100 everywhere I go, because that's kind of like, for those of you who own the Zoom H4n, and those of you who own the LS100 know, it's a little heavy to put in your pocket, and also in its case. That case is very nice, but, you know, I don't think you'd want to put that thing in your pocket with or without the case. But the LS14 has it's kind of a in-between. It's kind of like the DM4 or LS7 mixed in with the 100, because you have the ability to just record in stereo. You have the middle mic. Why they didn't put the middle mic in the LS100, I don't know, but you can have those 3 microphones. Plus, you have the overdub feature. So let's say I'm going to be at some kind of a festival or something, and someone wanted to record something that requires overdubbing. Then just whip your hand in your pocket and get your recorder out, turn it on, record your first track, record the guitar track or whatever you want to call it, and then record them singing next time. And again, assuming that you can hear the track that you're overdubbing to, so while it's playing, they'll know exactly when to sing. Because when you press the record button, it's playing the next track while recording the other one. And you have all the tracks there, too. You will not lose anything. So if you wanted to go back a version and re-record one track, you can do that. You can't. You don't have to worry about losing any of these things. That's the nice thing about overdub. So it would be nice to have something a little smaller that's not so bulky for those things. Then you can kind of use it combination as a 7, LS7, and 101 unit. There's also something called Smart Mode, which allows the recorder to record the, adjust the mics on their own. There's also a Rehearsal Mode that I believe allows you to listen to what you're going to do before you record it. At least that's what it said, according to some of the material I've read online about it. And there is a metronome and a tuner, but those things aren't that important to me because I don't use that. 48-hour battery life. I think the 100 has something similar, but maybe a little bit less because it's a lithium rechargeable, but I'm not sure about that. Nice thing is, these things are accessible via a dial. You don't have to go in and set everything manually through buttons digitally. Now, to those of you who have the LS7, that, you know, is more like the older DM520, DM620, and even the older DS50s. So you guys are probably used to that, but you guys don't have overdub. So again, it's all about what you want. And there is still an older, I don't say, it's not actually older, but there is still a current DM model, the DM620, if you guys just want a recorder with three mics that has, you know, it has some LS factors in it too, but it's not as expensive as the LS7. I mean, it doesn't have pre-record, which means you record and then press the record button again, and then it takes that 2 seconds, so it doesn't have that, but that's your basic recorder. Now I'm going to finish off this little recording by saying, what features would I want in a recorder? Well, the features I just mentioned, but also something else, too, that you should remember is only buy a recorder if the feature is really, really worth it. Now, Olympus is really starting to get into this new multi-track technologies. It used to not do this. I asked them 3 years ago if they were going to do this, and they said, well, it's something we're working on. And I thought that would mean maybe 5, 6, 7 years down the road, but instead it was 3 years. And they came out with these devices that I think are very, very neat, and they seem to be ahead of their time, because they're actually doing well. Can you believe that? Olympus? They used to be a dictation. They used to be for the dictation market, but now they seem to be catching on quickly to the musical or more advanced dictation markets. So that's kind of nice. Now, for example, if the LS15 came out and all it had was an updated frame and an updated something in the firmware that just made the mic sound better, well, you know, I probably wouldn't spend the money and get one. If the LS17 came out and it had, say, for example, the kind of recorder that the Zoom H2 came out with, and it talked, then maybe we might consider it. But there's only so much you can do in features, and features seem to be running out for right now, and I think we're not going to be seeing anything new for several years now, because the big thing right now is the multi-track stuff. Or, if you guys have vision, the big thing is these video recorders, the LS20, which, of course, I will not be getting because I don't plan to be making movies. So that's kind of what it is. If the features aren't to your liking, don't get it. If you feel that you have the patience to work with menus that don't talk, then that's fine. But if any of you guys get the Zoom H6, don't come to me because I don't have one, and I'm not planning to get one, and I wouldn't be able to tell you about it anyway. So, there you are. Well, I think that about does it for everyone, and I hope you guys enjoy it. If you guys want to hear the menus recording of the LS7, which I still have, if not, I can always redo it, feel free to give me an email, djalex369@gmail.com, and we can go from there and see if I should put that up there. Now, if you guys still want to get LS7s, I believe you probably could still get them from distributors. I don't think you can get them from Olympus America anymore because they're really trying to push out the next generations. So I think they're allowing distributors to keep selling off the old stuff. But if there's enough people that want to get one or want to hear the tutorial that I did, I'm willing to put it up there. So, all right, well, that does it for now. I will talk to everyone later. Again, my email address is djalex369@gmail.com. All right, talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.